No, he's not playing tonight. We're expecting him to play Saturday.
Did you say what's wrong with him?
No. Lower body injury, you know, day to day. I know that's frustrating for you guys. I was gonna just leave it at that. I know it's frustrating to deal with it. No, this one's not a. There's certainly nothing that we're trying to hide. But half the hockey team, half any hockey team, is playing with something that hurts, and that's just the reason that it doesn't get out there. I mean, I'll tell you that. You know what Scheife's injury is, what Chris Thorburn's injury is, because they're not coming back a day before they're 80. They're not going to play in pain. They're going to play when they're 100% ready. Somebody else, what it is, doesn't make their life any easier when they get back on the ice. So, but I'm expecting Saturday. That's what we're hoping for. The answer is no, but it feels like it, right? So we're going to do two things here. We'll talk about the mathematical probability and how difficult it is. Yeah, every game is approached as a must win. At the end of the day, the answer is no. We can lose tonight and still make the playoffs. We can win tonight and miss the playoffs. So, but we're approaching it as we have to win this game. I'm not trying to hide this team from that pressure. We're trying to learn how to deal with it. No more so than the past. I mean, you're evaluating sometimes different things. The pressure changes. Roles change because of injuries, so you're seeing players play in different roles. You're evaluating, but you always, how do these guys fit? How do they fit together? What do we need to make other players better? It's a different time, but your evaluation, I think, is still the same. Well, I think that we're hoping the answer to that is from our last Colorado game, and I think if you watched the Montreal game last night, if you play off them, they just beat you. The McKinnon goal, I mean, he picks the thing up, dumps the thing, gets it back, they rattle around, he puts it in the net. So if you're, you know, you've heard time and space, it's true, the more skilled opponent, the less time you can afford to let them have the puck. You know, we've been guilty of giving some rush chances against doing the things that you need to do to beat these kind of teams. Get in on the forecheck, get on the body, control the puck in the offensive zone. They're a confident team. They got a lot of points in the bank. So when they touch the puck, if you're an aggressive forechecking team, when they touch the puck, somebody's leaving the zone. And they do it that quick, and they make those plays. So we're working on handling that. But time and space on them. Montreal's fourth line, I think, turned the game for them last night. They got in, they got on the body, and they did a nice job, and then they had some other lines follow suit in that game, and that's how the game turned. But for the first part, Colorado looked really good, really fast, and very skilled. Yeah, I'm not worried about that. I know it will. I'm not worried about them either. It would generate more chances right now in the right way than we have in an awful long time. St. Louis is a good team. And when you catch them on back-to-back nights, they're going to outchance you, all right? And they did. And we're still strong enough then through the first period to play in a 1-1 game. Right now, it's not a matter of they want, you know, try harder and you'll score more. Our power play is probably a big piece to this, getting to that next level. It's got to get itself to at least 500 in terms of the league where it is to get that extra goal on the nights where your legs aren't there. All those pieces fit together to get that extra goal. It's not an offensive concept. It's staying out of the penalty box so that you have a little bit more jump so you're not killing them. It's breaking the puck out a little cleaner. Not so that it adds to your goal totals. You're just not against a team like St. Louis. You're not getting crushed in your own end. So there's no one thing. But I know we're moving in the right direction.
You watched the tape of the St. Louis game?
No. I thought our first period was systematically pretty good. Like, we were where we were supposed to be. I thought they were quite a bit more physical than we were in the game. Down at ice level, the game is played differently than on TV. There is absolutely no doubt about it. So I thought it felt like we were in that fight a little bit. They were better than we were, Gary. And it wasn't a matter of will. I mean, we were trying to get to where we were trying to get to. It wasn't that they weren't. We just didn't have that half step. And we needed against them. on a clean night. And we can play with them. We can compete with them. But on a back-to-back night, we were, you used the word fortunate, but we were damn pleased to be at one, you know, in the third period. Now, they should have been better than we were that night, and they were. But we were tight enough in that game that we had a chance to win it.
Is it impossible?
I think I would say, I look at it and say, I understand the path that we're taking to get from here to there. You know, somebody asked me about, you know, the kind of team they were saying. Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. Things, you know, the pieces will change here. Players will mature. They're a different team even than they were 2 or 3 years ago when Ken first came in. They worked hard, but they were a different. They had different pieces. You know, their back end now has changed and better. There's a bunch of small things. TJ Oshie is quite a bit different player. And he's in play last game. He's quite a bit different player than he was 2 years ago. And there's a lot of stuff that's changed there. Somebody asked me, what's your vision of this team? Is it Boston? Would be more of a version of what St. Louis can do. There's some skill there, but I like the fact that I like those teams that are willing to finish their checks and play hard. I'm not going to ask certain players to be running around. That's not what I'm saying. But if you're that big and you're that fast and you can get to the hit, that's the game that we want to play in this building.
You have people to do it.
We have some. Yeah, and you don't need everybody to. The whole team doesn't have to look like that, but the core structure, I think we can play that game. I don't know. I didn't see any of those games prior. I will say that when you're on a back-to-back game and you look at our first period in St. Louis, you're going to go out there and you're going to play a tight game, right? You're on the road. You're dragging a little bit. You're just going to play a tight game. That would not be a game that we would have enjoyed playing, right? So teams that will just wait for you and the pressure that you feel at home to open the game up, that would be a fairly accurate description, I would think, of Winnipeg. You know, they can run and gun with you pretty good, and if it's rolling, it's pretty exciting. If it's not, how come? That's what I would say. Back-to-back games, the road team's usually playing a pretty tight game, and that would have frustrated this team.
The nastiness at the end of the St. Louis game, you take anything out of that moving forward? Any value in
it? Some high fives coming off the ice. I had no problem with it. I mean, we were in a good position numerically at the time, not on the scoreboard, but in terms of bodies, there's going to be some give and take of that over the course of the next 40 years of Winnipeg Jets hockey. It's a really physical, really frustrating game. They're at home. It's not the first time I've seen that in St. Louis over the years. I don't. There's going to be a group of you that are offended. I'm not saying anybody in here that didn't like that.
I'm just wondering if it helps your team. You get something out of it.
Didn't lose anything. You know. Actually, like, be honest with you, nobody really talked about it. Like, it's just not that big a deal. A bunch of guys did a bunch of face washing and swore at each other and left the ice. I mean, that was at the end of it. I mean, there was no, really wasn't that big a deal.
Would you like that together?
So I have no problem with the spontaneous fights. I'm like anybody else. I got no interest in it. This is way off target. I'm not looking to keep hitting in the game at the house league level. I'm a real pacifist. But it gets heated and you get going. The answer to your question is I would like to see the hockey team at an emotional level every single night that if it came to your front door, you were there. I had no problem with that. We want to win the game first. And sometimes you got to take one in the chin to win that game. So we're not running around like a bunch of fools saying we're tougher than everybody. But when you're in a battle like that and there's a lot of frustration and it gets a little snarly, have at it. You got the old, it's a good question. So I'm gonna answer it. Well, the first thing I'm going to tell you is that I'm not aware of that, right? So I got no idea that anybody's upset other than somebody asked me about it, and I had forgotten about it. And then I asked a couple of questions of what's the big deal? Well, there's some people upset by the spectacle at the end of the game. And I'm thinking, oh, that's pretty good. Maybe I missed something. But that was, but both benches had cleared, or if there had been a real unfair disadvantage to one player over another, or if there's been something, a bunch of guys got together and they pushed each other around and rubbed helmets and said nasty things and went home.
That's what I mean. It seems everybody in the game of hockey has no problem with it. It seems everybody around the game of hockey is having issues.
And what would the issue be?
Violence, concussions.
It's not violence. That was... Okay, there were some phenomenally violent hits in that game that I think were good.